Workbook, Unit 3, Lesson 2, Exercise 2. Listen to an interview with an astronomer. What does he say about the moons called Enceladus, Titan, and Europa?
Today, I'm talking to a space scientist and astronomer, Professor Al-Tawil, about where we are most likely to find life in our solar system. So, Professor, I suppose most people think we'll first find life on Mars. Is that right?
Well, many countries are sending spacecraft to that planet at the moment, so it's possible, yes. I think we'll certainly find water. But once we've finished exploring Mars, I think that we'll find other places that are just as likely to have life.
Really? Can you give me an example?
Yes. Enceladus is one of the planet Saturn's many moons, but it is very interesting. In 2005, a spacecraft took photos of a huge amount of water coming up from the surface of the moon, then flying out into space. Once we've sent a spacecraft back to Enceladus that can take some of this water, we'll know where it comes from and if there is life on the moon.
That's amazing. Are there any other places like this?
Yes. Saturn's largest moon, called Titan, has lakes on the surface. These are probably made from gases, not water, but we have already sent a small spacecraft to Titan. When we've sent another one that can study the lakes, we will know more.
Anywhere else?
Yes, there is also one of the planet Jupiter's moons, called Europa. Some scientists think there might be more water here than on Earth. The problem is that the water on Europa lies about 15 kilometres below a frozen surface. We won't be able to study this until we've got powerful machines that can dig into the moon.